But there is far less sympathy among black lawmakers in the Capitol for the governor, who has flip-flopped about whether he was in a racist photo that appeared on his medical school yearbook page. Northam called me Friday night and took ownership of that photo and said, "I'm sorry, that's me in the photo," recalling Ms. Herring, who is not related to the Attorney General. Then, Saturday, Moon walks it back and then adds some more pain with a description of how he needs to only put a light coat of shoe polish on because it's hard to get off. He doesn't get it. For Ms. Herring and other legislators, the controversies over blackface were painful reminders of the state's not-so-distant past and its lingering prejudices. Ms. Herring said she had often thought about a particular red glow from her childhood, what she saw when a cross burned outside her Georgia home when she was 9. And just a few blocks north of Virginia's elegant state capital, several black Richmonders were downright suspicious of Mr. Northam. The Virginia crisis began a week ago Friday when Mr. Northam's yearbook page surfaced on a conservative website, with one photo featuring a man in blackface and another in Ku Klux Klan robes. And Mr. Northam said he was in the photo, and then, a day later, said he was not. Now it is Mr. Fairfax who is under far more pressure to resign or get impeached than Mr. Northam. Dion Wright, 42, said he did not know what to think about the various parts of the political crisis. But one thing is certain, Mr. Wright said, you're more able to survive as a white man in America who wore blackface than as a black man that's facing #MeToo accusations.